Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of User Fresh Lettuce. I am your co-host, Rachel.
And I'm Delia.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about being polite versus being honest and some of the sort of treachery of that whole thing. If you're not doing so already, please follow us on social media at YDFL Podcast. Also, you can listen to us on any of the major podcast platforms, including
iHeartRadio, Pandora. I'm like thinking about it. I'm like, wait, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and you can ask Alexa. And also, we're trying to grow our following on YouTube. So if you haven't checked us out, we're actually on YouTube. So
yes.
Check out the fits, check out the mannerisms, yes. The face, the looks.
The new space situation, the new studio.
I mean, we have a very beautiful backdrop with like a floor-to-ceiling glass. And you can see like the whole little situation city. But for some reason, it's a little whited out. But but you can still see us. And we are here to share the message either way. So like, follow, subscribe. Share with your friends.
Sharing is caring.
And
let's
add
go.
A comment.
All right. So here's the thing. You know, being polite versus being honest. Let me tell you, this comes up a lot. And I'm going to go real deep with it real quick.
Let's talk about it.
There was an article that I read yesterday, and it was about women, and it had some video attached to it, but it was about women who have been essentially sexually assaulted, but they couldn't classify it as that because the guy was kind of being very nice and putting on the pressure and being very nice, and she said no, and no, and it's our first date, and blah, blah, blah.
Just a tip.
But he's just,
but
he was very persuasive, and it was like this whole thing, and then she just goes, okay, I don't want to make a big deal, let me just do it. And so in the article, there was so many people that had supposedly chimed in or whatever, because it was something posted on social media, and it really got me thinking about this topic that we're going to do because in relationships, we tend to lean towards, I don't want to ruffle feathers.
Okay.
And so what do? We just go for, let me just be polite about the situation. Okay. I don't want to ruffle feathers.
Okay.
I don't want to go to him.
When you say ruffle feathers, because see, like, we're doing this episode, so there's a part of me that was thinking, like, being honest, like, that's not my favorite color, or like,
yes.
I don't like that lipstick, versus actually going in a relationship or even being with your husband where he wants to have sex with you and you're like not trying to ruffle feathers, and now it's like he's trying to, you know, do his thing. You're like, well, I'm married to the guy, like, I need to have sex with him. Are you talking about that specific
people?
Well,
I think
so,
just
or?
I think it's always a situation where women are feeling like they have to put themselves in a position of, do I really want to, you know, ruffle
Piss
feathers
them off. Yeah.
And do I want to start an argument over
right.
this, or do I just go, okay, forget it, and they're being
I'm
polite.
I'm just not going to go there,
you know. Okay, I'll give you another example.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have a friend and her husband is like kind of hitting on you,
okay,
you might be like, oh, ee-hee, ha-ha.
Yeah.
Because you'd rather be polite than to be honest and be like, no, that's some bull crap. You don't do that to my friend. You don't do that to me. It's almost like we don't speak up. There's like so many situations where we're like not speaking up and holding our ground.
Yeah.
And it's even in relationships too. So it's stuff that's happening outside of relationships.
No, I can see that.
And I've
seen that for sure, where the guy's like, hey, you know, it's because the problem with her is that she doesn't do this and she doesn't do that. And is wanting to bash the wife that happens to be like my friend. And I'm like,
But then as a woman
not
listening,
doing that with me. We're not doing this today.
It's almost like now we're just going to be polite and be like,
no.
Oh, well, that sucks. Or, oh.
Like, for me, sometimes, like, when it comes to being polite and then being honest and being polite or just not wanting to do that, like, I know that I have a really hard time. I go around the question, like, if I don't like something. Because, you know, my personal style may be different from your personal style. And so if it doesn't look 100, I will say, you know, let's try something different. Like, maybe a different pair of pants or maybe a different shirt. And, you know, and the thing is that we as women, you know, that's how we need to kind of show up for
each other
without being like, oh God, did you gain 10 pounds?
Because
there's that energy. And then there's like, you know, I've seen you wear something different. There's this one shirt that you wore. It was really cute. And there's that energy, right? Like, where you're politely telling her, hey, that's not like the best outfit. It's not my favorite. Without you being like, oh my gosh, did you gain weight? Because you look like you gained 20 pounds.
Yeah.
And there are women and females
that are just straight up.
But it's like, it's not what you say ever. It's how
you
say
it
like 100% of the time. So there's a little bit of that sometimes too.
So I feel like if we take it to the workplace, and you know, I've talked about this so many times. I've mentioned that I worked in mostly male-dominated industry of media and stuff like that. And what ends up happening is that so often, whether it's the clients, whether it's the boss, whatever it is, the coworkers, there's these comments being made. There's these little things that are happening. There's these derogatory, like they're trying it. You might be on a, I've traveled a lot for business. You might be on a business trip. And they're like, hey, it's just you and I, like we should blah, 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 blah. And it's so easy, especially like in my personality, to kind of laugh things off.
Right.
And be like, oh God, like I don't take anything serious. But unfortunately, by doing that... that dude isn't going to learn. He doesn't learn anything. And also, he's not respecting you anymore.
Right.
Because you're not willing to put like a hard line.
You know what's so funny? When I was, it was really young. I was in, like 19 and I used to work for this company that did a lot of telemarketing. And one of the girls that worked at the telemarketing place, I guess, according to this guy, when he was trying to promote me, I'm like, I figured out how he was promoting the people, by the way.
Okay.
And so he's like, you do realize that in order to get a promotion around
you
here,
you got to bust out the lotion.
You know, you got to get under promotion. The desk. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so I said, excuse me? He's like, yeah. He's like, well, how do you think so-and-so? By the way, so-and-so happened to become a friend of mine that was my age. Granted, I was not underage. I was 19 years old. So I was still within, you know, I was still,
legal.
I was an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so was she. And I, like, part of me was like, I couldn't picture her being that way. But then you hear the stories, especially like in Hollywood, right? Where, you know, I was just watching the Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yes.
The
biopic.
And it shows that she's wiping her mouth off, like, because she went into the private room with the president of whatever company or whatever studio, and that's what
United
she's
States.
Doing. Or the U.S. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Yes.
And so, you know, and so you have to understand, like, what is it that you're kind of holding back? Is it like you're being polite? Is it because you don't want to say anything because you're not trying to ruffle feathers? Like, I don't know. There's so many layers to what we're speaking on, by the way.
There's so
like,
many layers.
Because,
that's why it's like it's
so
difficult.
Those girls got promoted is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I obviously didn't get promoted, by the way, but
yes.
But I sure as hell wanted the raise. But
yeah.
I just didn't want to get promoted like that.
Not like that.
Not like that. No.
So I think that, you know, as women, you know, it is an important topic, even though we're all over the place with it, because there are so many layers to it. There are so many scenarios where we choose to be polite and not ruffle feathers instead of being honest. And it goes beyond telling our friend she looks fat in those jeans or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's really like if you are out in the world and like a man is hitting on you or making you feel uncomfortable, there's a thousand scenarios where you're just kind of going with the flow because you don't want to cause problems, but you're not standing to your integrity. And
exactly.
And I'm not saying go out there and be full on, you know, Me Too movement and all this kind of stuff, because I don't really believe so much in that either.
No.
But I think that when it comes to standing our ground, it's a big deal. I'll give you an example of how men do it. And you and I witnessed this with that phone call with you. The guy will, and I've seen this, the man will have his wife right there who catches him cheating with the other woman next to him. And he will be like, no, don't do that to her. And he will like go
protect.
And take care of the other girl.
Yeah.
With you, you know, you got that phone call from that lady.
I wasn't with that dude at all.
But you got a phone call that we posted, right,
with
that lady.
Yeah.
And that man is aware that she's getting a phone call from the partner or whatever. And he went out of his way to call Delia and make sure she understands and, you know, we're good, right? Oh, my God, I'm so sorry that happened. Why? Like, at the end of the day, like, why is he so concerned about being polite and being liked instead of saying, you know what? I did the wrong thing. Obviously, I got caught. He didn't need to be calling Delia.
He needs to make it right with his
fiancé. With his fiancé, you know? And so often our partners are trying to be polite to the other person.
Right.
Instead of to us. So if a woman is hitting on your man, instead of telling her, I am not interested.
Yeah.
He's kind of going with the flow because he doesn't want to hurt her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And might even sleep with her.
To not hurt her feelings. Okay, so
but...
I'll hurt her somewhere else. I'm going to hurt you, but not like that.
You know what I mean? In order to just... I've just seen it. I'm trying my best to articulate it because I know you and I talked about this
completely.
Topic.
Yeah, no, totally. I know what you're saying. And in other words, like, you know, you're too worried about hurting my feelings and, you know, and being right with me versus, like...
Your partner.
Being right with her and, like...
Yes.
Or being right with her to say, you know what? I don't want to be with you. Like,
yes.
I want to be a male whore. I want to go out there and I want to, like,
yes.
stick it in whoever, like, I don't know, whatever it is, like, and you're so worried about her feelings that you're being polite and you're not actually taking the initiative to say, you know what, I've been married, because this guy was married before, I've been married, and you know what, it didn't work for me because I'm a fucker. Like, I love to have sex with everybody.
Yes.
And so I think it's better to just be so honest and be like, you know what, this is who I am and this is how I'm showing up to the world. And we know this to be true because what? We are two women that are not bitter. We're better.
Yeah.
And we were both cheated on. And it's like, you know, I would have had more respect for you and appreciation for you to just be like, you know what? You're cool, but I'd rather go out in the world and just stick my, like, dipstick in anything that will allow me to. Rather than having us just be there and you're trying to be polite to say, well, it's because I have a family with her now and I don't want to hurt her feelings. And then later on, like, you know, 3-4 years later, you're like, dude, you could have just told me you don't want to be with me. That's okay. Like, I don't, you know,
move on. Yeah, like, and cry for a few days.
We're not going to go cut our veins over it. But, you know, be honest.
I think, you know, at the end of the day, if you imagine a world where everybody's really showing up authentically, you know, it would be kind of a little bit crazy compared to how it looks now. But I can tell you that if somebody came to me, like you said, is completely honest, then I get to make a very wise decision for myself. I get to sit there and go, this is who he is. This is what he's about.
I'm accepting
it. I either am into it or I'm just not. And let me make my moves. You make your move.
Yep.
And I make mine. But so often the guys are afraid to come off to show up authentically, right, in the relationship. And so they're tricking people into being with them, you know. And so it makes it really tough. And then in women in the world, we have so-and-so hitting on us and we're like, hee hee, ha ha. It doesn't teach anybody anything.
Just be honest.
And I think if you could just hold your ground and just say, hey, I don't really appreciate that, or I don't think it's fair what you're doing to her.
Right.
It's not a good look.
No.
But no one's clapping back. No one's holding the line. No one is ruffling the feathers. Everybody's afraid of...
What will they say? How will they say it? Oh my gosh, I want her to like me. And then see, but a lot of the time we talk about this too, it's like they're with the wife or the fiance and they obviously don't want to hurt her feelings and they want to have her continue to think that they're going to plan this wedding and they don't want to hurt those feelings, but then they're over here doing this and they're not being honest with themselves to say, you know what? Though you're a cool woman and I like you, meaning his fiance or the wife, but I really want to do this. Like, I want to be single. I want to live life and I want to enjoy that. And I think no one should bash that. If someone comes to me and says, you know what, you're cool, I like you, but I want to be free. I want to be single. Yes. And if I decide at that moment to be like, hey, I'm a cool girl, like, I'm cool with it, like, you can go do your thing, I go do my thing, and we connect whenever we connect, then that's on me. But when someone's, like, lying to you, and they're not coming authentic to you, that's such BS. Like, let me make that decision, too. Don't be so selfish.
Right? And that's, like, the thing. It feels like a trap. And I can tell you, there's a lot of women who said yes to an engagement by a man that they knew they didn't want to marry, that they did not see a future with. There is a lot of women that will see that thing through in the name of being polite instead of being honest, and they're going with the flow.
Well, it goes back to even being polite, right? With, like, you get pregnant and then now you think that the right thing is to marry this person. And maybe, you got pregnant and yes, it would be the right thing to do, but And you want to be polite to not say, I don't want to marry you, but I'll have your kid. And it's that's such a catch-22 in a way, but, like, eventually it could lead into a divorce. Why? Because you didn't go in with the love. You did it because everyone's watching you and saying, like, this is the next thing you got to do. Now you're pregnant. Okay, well, now you got to get married because this is what comes next. And then all of a sudden you are in this dead-end relationship with someone that you don't see really a future with, but now you're, like, married and you're like, well, now I gotta make this shit work.
I can tell you when it comes to that early in the relationship, it is better to be honest than to get stuck, because even if you're a nice person. Like, I always say, I try to be nice. But at the end of the day, though, I also try to be very honest. About with myself, by the way, to say, is this really what I want?
Right.
Granted, like, I would like to get married. I'm open to the idea of getting married, but I'm not going to marry just anybody. I would have been married a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, I've been so honest with myself. And then in turn, I'm pretty honest with the people. Like, I don't waste my time.
Right.
So that goes into, like, you and I talk about this. Guys who DM, guys who text, that you know I don't have a future with that guy. This guy's not my type. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And yet they're in the, here's the ha ha, back and forth, this and that. Because why? Why do I want to be this rude woman who, like, doesn't respond? I had to learn to become that woman that doesn't respond. Like, I'm not responsible for how he feels about that. And so it took me a long time. And Delia, I'm like, yeah, look at this person wrote that. And she's like, what'd you say? I'm like, oh, no, nothing. I haven't responded. And like, she's like, what? I'm like, I don't see anything with this person.
Yeah.
I don't feel the need to go, oh, my God, you're so sweet. Thank you. Like, it's misleading for me to go and say and keep that door open to him. Right.
Yeah, of course.
So often as women, we don't want to ruffle those feathers, though. You know, we're like, no, you know, he's a nice person. You know, I'm just going to say hi back or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
But it's something that as women we do. And I had to actually train myself when someone told me a while back, if you know that it's not through street, why are you entertaining? Why are you giving that guy hope? And I'm like, I'm not giving him hope. Yeah every time you respond.
He's giving himself hope.
They were like, every time you respond, you're giving him hope. And I'm like, oh. Hmm. So it's like this learning thing, right, about your own personality to go, are you entertaining people that are not in line with where you look to go? That's number one. And number two, are you in a relationship and people are sort of violating the bounds of your relationship? And are you just kind of like, oh, I don't want to cause problems. It's his friend. I don't want to say anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's a little bit hard, right? But I think at the end of the day, it isn't always, like I said earlier, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So you could be polite and tell someone no, thank you, F you, or F off, without actually even having those words come out of your mouth, ever. And you can politely say to someone, hey, you know, those pants, I really think I've seen you wear something different. Like, you've looked a little
different.
They're not as flattering.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, you know, you've gained like 10 pounds and those pants are not it.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that with anything that you do, it's just a matter of coming out and not being rude about it. And if someone is, you know, saying something, like for me, if someone's disrespecting me, I have no issue like going from zero to BITC real quick. And I'm for the most part, in my opinion, I feel like I'm pretty nice. But if someone's being disrespectful, it's like, if you feel that you have the right to disrespect me, then I have the right to get back at your level. And that might be a little different, because then maybe that's like try me energy that we talk about.
It is. And you know, and I think that when you really think about, and not trying to get so deep, but you go back to like the sexual assault stuff, or even like the molestation situations, it's always these people that are very like, they just continue
they lure you in.
And what ends up happening is, as females, we just don't have the mechanisms to put a stop to it, to yell, to slap, to make it clear that this is a no.
Because usually this is from personal experience, and this is, you know, me being like super TMI, and I'm very open about this. What happens is that these people violate your trust, and you're at the time, maybe like you're way younger, so you're naive, you're new to the world, they're taking that innocence away from you. So it's really hard for you to be like this young child that knows their power of the no versus someone coming in and slithering their way in, because they don't do it the first time. They don't do it the second time. Unless it's like this massive, this
they
rapist
kind of put their
dude.
Wall.
It's your... this rapist dude that's going around and he does that. That's different. But usually the people that you let in your home, they're like, oh, you know, when
they're
I was
grooming
at the cupcake store, honey, and I got some cupcakes for you. And so that's a little different, because it's really difficult for you to understand and know to say no to that, because you're there's that innocence of it. And I think you get to a certain age where you see that someone's being a little bit more, I don't know, predatorial, like where they're actually like you are they are seeking you.
Yes.
And you know,
and the number of women that I have known and met that have had sex with men that they were not interested in, because he just kept on and got and put the walls down and just kept on and kept on and it wasn't going to take no for an answer in a very gradual way. Next thing you know, she slept with him. And then I would go, well, why did you sleep with him if you didn't even like him or if he was married to so-and-so? And it was like, I don't even know how it happened.
Because she was being polite.
And she didn't, she just was like, okay, I'm just going to do. And I met this girl that was a very beautiful girl or whatever. And she ended up a married man that was a friend of her. It was the husband of her friend. He came over to the house looking for her husband. He wasn't home. One thing led to another. And when I say one thing led to another, it was him saying, you know, I've always seen you this way. You're so attractive. She's like, oh. And she said he kind of backed her a little bit in the corner and kind of started kissing her. And she's like, we shouldn't be doing this and anything. And she said she didn't even have the thought process of how to make it stop. And then next thing you know, they're doing it or whatever. And then afterwards, it was like, oh, okay. And she said that she just sat there for the longest time going, did I just cheat on my husband? Like, with my friend's husband? And like,
for sure.
And so for her, though, it was like,
but here's, how did here's this the happen? Dark. Okay, no. Sorry. You know me. I'm like all out there. Did she do it again, though?
Well, she ended up, this is how far it went. She ended up actually leaving her husband for him, but the way even that happened was the dude ended up like falling in love with her, and then he's like, you're coming with me, and she was like, oh my god, I really don't want to do this, and like, and she just kept going with the flow. And when I tell
don't know
you,
I'm not buying
she
that
was
one.
The most feminine woman I've ever like met, and when I tell you, I've met so many that they go, I didn't know how to tell him no. And then he was so like passionate, forceful. And it was so like, yeah, and they didn't feel in danger. They felt, the common denominator of these women that didn't know each other, they just felt like, oh my God, this is going to make such a mess if I say anything. I'm like, I don't want to be, like, I don't know what to do. So I guess the point is, it's like, they were in the act of like, I don't want to make
a
fuss.
Yeah, but like, I get that. But like, I can understand that there's a borderline, like, that could be borderline rape, right?
Yes.
But if she, I get that, and I respect that, and I'm not making fun of that, but when you full on go and then marry the dude, like, I'm buying that story.
I get that, like, that's like another thing.
I am not buying that story.
But when I sat there, and here's the thing, so she was, I met her when I was like 29 or something.
Yeah.
Then a couple years later, I met another woman, and she was telling the story about, she had this like secret, and then this happened to her, and it was a friend, of the husband, it was a friend. And the same thing, he was so nice, and the next minute they're like doing it, and she's sitting there going, oh my God, I don't even like this person, and so then she just goes, she actually was like, I don't know if I was raped or am I just a dumbass because I didn't stop it. And the number of women I've met like this, it's almost like you're talking to like little girls that didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And it's the oddest thing. And so to me, I just sit there as like, as women, you got to sit there and go, okay, are you going to be able to hold the line?
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to go,
I know that there's,
and not be like polite.
I know that there is a group of people that I used to hang out with that were freshly divorced back in the day, that everyone was kind of divorced doing their thing. And this particular girl, she was really pretty, very fit, very whatever. And she was divorced also. And this particular person, by the way, like this could have been like the third story I had heard from of this particular person, of this particular Mel, that what he would do is, obviously he's very friendly and the drinks and the this, and we're going to this bar and the nightclub and blah, 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 blah. And you know, and I can tell you, because I was around him, he'd make you feel so comfortable that he'd be like, oh, no big deal. Like, we could even share two different rooms. Like, the girls would go here and the guys would go here, because it was a group of us. And no one would really, like...
It wasn't weird.
Like, no one was seeing each other kind of thing. So this particular girl says that, you know, she thought nothing of it. It was one of those times everyone's drinking. And he forced himself on her, kissed her, and, like... Next thing you know, I mean, short of crying, by the way, because I can tell she was trying to hold it back, she said, he raped me. Like, he basically was forceful with me. And like, maybe the words rape weren't exact words that she used, but she's like, I almost feel like I was taken advantage. I almost feel like I was raped in a way, right? And so it made me look at this person in a way that I was like, oh, be careful, because I had heard stories of this particular person like three other times from three other females. And I never personally experienced forcefulness like that, because I probably would have grabbed him by the freaking crotch and like twisted it. And I think he knew that about me. Like, I wouldn't. But there are people that just... have that politeness where they think it's no big deal, or sometimes they might think like, oh wow, this is so endearing, like, oh my gosh, he wants me like this, or he so likes me like this. And the next thing you know, you're being forced into sex.
I can tell you that sometimes I've been in these situations as a grown woman. I was in a situation even when I was married, because I've been in sales and in dealing with men and everything. And this man that a lot of people in town know, till this day, he's very well known in the business world and stuff like that. And he took me out and he goes, oh, let me show you, you know, our inventory that we got. It's whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And I was wearing like a pretty short dress. It was super cute at the time, and my heels. And I just used to kind of just dress up. It was summertime in Orange County. And so I'm like, oh, okay. And he's one of like, oh, he's a big client and all this kind of stuff. So I'm walking out with him and you know, we're getting kind of further away and I'm a little bit
kind of worried.
So I'm an only child. So I was raised a little bit of like stranger danger, stranger, you know? Danger. So I'm kind of noticing we're walking away from like his staff and the building and we're kind of far. And I said, oh, where is it? Cause I got to go to my next appointment. That was my first little alarm that I was like using the excuse. He goes, no, 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 you're fine. He's like, it's over here. So we kind of turn around this bend a little bit, and now we're out of sight from other people. Okay. And now we're there. But guess what? I kept walking. I kept going. I had the red flags. I kept going. And so the next thing you know, he takes me there and thing, and then he kind of comes up against me. And I was like, oh, my God. And then he's like, oh, my God, you're so tempting. And he's literally full body pressed up against me. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, grabbing the side of my leg and doing all this kind of stuff, talking about how tempting I am and the way I do my hair and the way I dress and my makeup and heels. And he's saying all of these things. In other words, in my mind, like, making it seem like I have been – that I'm clearly doing all this to get his attention, even though this is just how I've been since I was, like, 14.
You show up to the world this way. Like, yeah, like, since, like, 14. Like, I promise you.
And so he went full force. And the thing is about that is because he's so high level and because he was one of our top clients at the time, I was younger. And I can tell this guy gets away with this. And I was just like – and I'm married and everything. And then I just was like, you need to stop. And like, no, you can't do that. And I, even in that moment, I was being polite to him. Damn. Even in that moment, I was like, you know, you shouldn't do this. You're going to get in trouble. And I can't do this. And I was like, we can't do this. And like, I just, and he, and I
and
guess.
He's trying to lure you and into he's like, the act
like,
of it up.
He's already like smelling me and did all. And so I finally said, him. And then I just used like my, I had like a clipboard. And then I just go, you got to stop. And like, I kind of pushed him. And he kind of tripped back a little bit. And he goes, what? And then he goes, you know, are you prepared to lose our account? Are you prepared? And as he's talking, I just turned the corner. And I started kind of walking really fast. And I could see the people, like the guys from his company, like looking like, oh, like. And it's
another
almost like they
dust.
All
you're
saw.
You're like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And I got in my car and I freaking took off. And there's a whole other story after that and everything. But I never even told my husband about it, by the way. Because I did start to think, well, maybe because I was dressed that way. And after that, I started wearing pantsuits like all the time. Like till this day, I mostly just wear like pant stuff. And I felt like it was my fault. But even in that moment, I was choosing to be polite and not make a fuss. I should have left and screamed and be like, rapist.
But I think a lot of the time we blame ourselves. Like,
yeah.
Well, that night I was wearing that one little dress or that one time I did drink a lot and maybe I was being flirtatious and maybe I did this and maybe, so you sit there and you think about all the things that you did. It's like, no, dude, he's just a freaking creep. He's just a pedophile. He's just this. He's just that. And I'm not saying all men are like that, by the way.
No.
Because there are women that will actually lure younger men too, or lure whatever.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of the day, it's like, it's not even about being polite. It's just like saying, hey, you know what? No, like there has to be, you know, if someone crosses your personal space and you're not okay with it, you need to let them know you are crossing my personal space and I'm not okay with it. And at that point, if they're disrespecting you, because I feel like that's a level of disrespect if you're saying
it is,
you're making me uncomfortable. And if they're disrespecting you in that regard, then you need to let them know. And there's no reason why you should be polite. Like, he needs to know, like, the hoops are coming off and you're going to freaking throw it down with him.
If they had the audacity to cross the line, I don't care if it's another woman saying her little dumb stuff. I don't care what it is. And here's the other thing too, like going into this. If you see a woman being predatory around your husband, okay?
That's another thing. Like, that's really hard
if you are in the room and you are watching another woman praying around your husband, leaning on his shoulder, hee hee ha ha, oh my God, da da da. If I had, you know what it looks like for another woman to do that. There's no reason for you to be polite. She has already crossed the line. She's not considering your feelings. She's not respecting your home. She's not respecting your marriage.
And I have to tell you, I love that you're saying that, but the difficult part about that is that I promise you, if you call her out, she's going to be like, I don't know.
Oh my God, why are you so jealous? What is wrong? I was just talking to him. And you know what? Let her. And that's why I want to do this episode, because I'm saying to you, let her try to make you out as whatever. Like, you, and back to the faith, you know, the Bible says you got to put hedges around, and I don't know, don't quote me because I'm probably destroying it, but pastors and everything will say, you got to build hedges around your marriage, around your relationship. And that's part of it. That's identifying the predators, whether it's another man, it could be your closest friend. If her husband has sticky fingers and all these kinds of things around you, you need to set boundaries. And you need to understand, this person is not, this person mm-hmm. is trouble for me, for my marriage.
For my family, for whatever I got going on.
And the same, if your husband has a childhood best friend, but that wife that he has is a slippery one around your husband, you got to put your marriage first and have the confidence to do that and say, hey, this is going to be very unpopular and it's going to maybe make me look crazy.
Yeah, psycho.
But honey, I'm not with it. Like, yeah. I'm not with that. And next time I see her, I'm probably going to say,
I'm probably going to take off my hoops. No, I'm kidding. You know, I know that, you know, when I had that whole incident happen in my home, and a lot of the time I always say this, like, a lot of the time the women don't look at your guy. They look at you and they're like, yes. Why is she? And, you know, like, you're dressed up and you got nice shoes on and nice jewelry on. And
he must be doing something right.
And this is just how you show up to the world, regardless of how much money or not money that you have. You just show up this way. And the girls are sizing him up by what you look like. Like, oh, well, if she's with him, that means, you know, he's doing something right.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of the time, you know, when you start seeing that whole flirtatiousness and, like, the guy all of a sudden becomes a stand-up comic and you're like I always say, like, dude's funny, but he's not that funny. And
the girls,
you know,
like, the laughing the loudest, like, oh, my God.
And they start, like, rubbing themselves. And you're like, he's not that funny, dude. Like, and I'm like, this girl, I swear to God, I am about to, like, hit her with the freaking turkey leg. You know, over Thanksgiving, like, no. And
I think too often as women, we aim to go, to be polite, you know, and to handle things and, like, let it go.
Well, and that's another thing, like, because I always think about this too, right? If I decide to act up, because I'm usually very well contained in my opinion, right? If I decide to, because most of the time they'll do this at a birthday party, at a wedding, at a quinceañera, at a blah, 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 because it's usually around a lot of people. It's a gathering, right? And then you're going to be the crazy one that calls her out at someone's wedding, and now you're the one that ruined the wedding. Why? Because you're the crazy one. But at the end of the day, like, you just have to know that there are going to be people that you cannot be polite with, and maybe you got to take her to the side without having to get crazy with her.
Chongo
and
time.
just say, hey, listen to me. Like, I see what you're doing, and I don't like it. And if she
cut
continues, you know what I mean? If she continues, and I don't know, man.
She's already been warned.
She's been pre-warned.
And I think that that's what the whole point of this, because so often we just stay muted and we just sit there going, am I making too much
of
this?
Am I crazy?
Yeah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to go where I'm thinking.
He won't do that.
And that's how people end up with sexual assault, that they don't even realize that they're assaulted. That's how marriages, the friend came in and took the husband. Like, there's so many habitual line steppers out there that we're just sitting there. And if you are a good person and you are a nice person, you don't want to ruffle feathers.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you, ruffle the feathers. It's okay. You don't have to get in a fight and drag anybody and, like Delia's saying, take off the hoops. You can literally acknowledge it. Let that person see that you see them.
Do like this. And then they're out of the circle.
Trust. I see you. See me. See you. You know what I mean?
I see what you see me.
Yeah.
You see me. I see you. And you're out of the circle of trust.
And you got it. And it's like, warning. I see you. I don't like it. But
yeah, missiles will be thrown. Okay. Just FYI.
But next time, and then as long as your partner knows, I would hope that you can handle this better. But if you are not handling the assignment very well, I will.
He understood the assignment.
I
like to believe that.
So I know that it's a little bit of a confusing episode, but just at the end of the day, if someone is crossing the line with you, your family, your marriage, your home, your children, do not consider their feelings. Do not think about, what is everyone going to think of me by holding the line, okay? At the end of the day,
it's so true.
You don't have to lose composure, you can just let them know that you're, you see them and you're not going to tolerate it.
Yeah. And like I said 100 times, and I tell this to my girls all the time, baby, it's never ever what you say. It's always how you say it. It's the delivery. How are you delivering the message? You can be very polite and tell someone, yeah, thank you, but no thank you. And you don't have to say cuss words and whatever. I love to cuss like a freaking drunken sailor, a trucker. Sometimes just for fun. But when it comes to that, I think that you can express yourself without having to ever insult anyone. Just like, you know what? It's not what you say, it's how you say it. So it's still the delivery. So anyway, we went all over the map just to get the message out.
Get a hold of those line steppers. And you know what? Don't forget to check us out next Tuesday. And remember that you deserve fresh lettuce. Cheers.